This is Speaking of Writers. I'm Steve Richards. CJ Box is the author of 24 Joe Pickett novels, 8 standalone novels, and a story collection. He has won the Edgar Anthony, McCavity, Gumshoe, and 2 Barry Awards, as well as the French Prix Caliber 38, the Western Heritage Award for Literature, and 2 Spur Awards, too, an avid outdoorsman. Box has hunted, fished, hiked, ridden, and skied throughout Wyoming and the beautiful Mountain West. He has been executive producer on shows based on his books, including ABC TV's Big Sky and Joe Pickett on Paramount Plus. Happy to have CJ Box join me here on Speaking of Writers. CJ, welcome to this program.
Hi, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
His latest novel is 3-Inch Teeth, coming out on February 27th. So, CJ, what can readers expect in this book?
There are a couple of things going on in this book. It opens with a fisherman, Joe Pickett's prospective daughter's fiance, fishing in a river when he hears what he thinks might be a rock slide coming down the side of the hill. Turns out to be a grizzly bear who comes straight into the water, straight up to him, gets him before he can get to shore, and kills him. Joe Pickett investigates, realizes that who it is, how it's going to affect him, and soon calls in what's called a predator attack team, which is a real thing. It's kind of a SWAT team made up of Wyoming Game and Fish agents who drop into locations where there have been fatalities or maulings by grizzly bears. And soon there's another attack and another attack, this one hundreds of miles away. And Joe Pickett and the predator attack team try to track down this killer grizzly bear that has been attacking people unprovoked. And at the same time, Dallas Cates, who was introduced several books ago, gets out of prison. Dallas is put in prison partly by Joe and a group of other law enforcement people, and Dallas attributes his life misery, as well as the death of his family and his property and his reputation, to Joe Pickett and several others. He's got their names tattooed on his skin, and he uses the bear attacks as cover to go after his list.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about grizzly bears in your neck of the woods. Well, I'm in Western North Carolina in the mountains in Asheville. We have black bear issues here. What is the situation out in your neck of the woods there with grizzlies?
Well, there's actually the population is growing. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department estimates there's over 1,100 grizzly bears in Wyoming. There may be more, there may be less. It's hard to track them all. There's even more in Montana and Idaho, and the population is growing. And part of the problem, not just is that there's more bears, but there's more people, encroaching into bear territory. And in the last few years, there have been more and more what the wildlife officials call human and grizzly encounters, meaning attacks. In most cases, when they investigate, those attacks are, there's a provocation for them. For example, someone walking between a sow and her cubs. And the mama bear attacks. But there have been a couple of occasions where bears have gone after elk hunters and others in kind of an unprovoked manner, as if they were hunting them down and attacking them. And these animals are, 350 to 400 pounds. They have huge claws. They have literally 3-inch teeth, hence the title. And because that's happened in real life, I was able to do some research with members of the Wyoming Predator Attack Team and learn a lot about grizzly bears. And the more I learned, the more unsettled I was about some grizzly bears.
What inspired you to write this book?
It was, in fact, the fatalities, because that's unusual. There's up over, we've all heard about, some bear attacks and encounters and tents being torn up, that kind of thing. But the fact that in at least several instances, bears have literally charged out of trees and gone after elk hunting guides or hunters themselves without being provoked, makes everybody who spends time time outdoors, especially in the Mountain West, start to look over their shoulder a little bit more. And I wanted to dive deeply into that to find out if that was an emerging bear behavior or whether it was abhorrent or aberrant, and it is, but it's still fascinating.
Were there any moments or characters in this book you really enjoyed writing or exploring? The opening scene, perhaps?
Yeah, the opening scene was a lot of fun to write. I think any father of daughters probably at some times wish those boys hanging around their girls would get attacked by a bear in a river. There's probably some of that. But there's a contingent of bad guys who formed together to help Dallas Cates go after his list. And it was fun writing about those characters.
Pickett in this book faces danger both from human and animals, as we've been talking about. How are they similar, CJ, and how are they different?
Well, in this case, they're both certainly apex predators. The difference being, of course, you can't attribute human motives to a grizzly bear or any other kind of animal. Although people do, I think we all do. Anybody who has pets probably thinks of those animals, gives them character traits that they may not actually have based on real people. But in this case, Dallas Cates, you know, uses these random grizzly bear attacks for his own purposes.
For those listeners and viewers who are not familiar with Joe Pickett, where does he come from? How did you create him? And how much of you is in Joe?
Joe Pickett is a Wyoming game warden. And game wardens in Wyoming in the Mountain West are very unique in that there's no more than 50 of them in the entire state. They have districts up to 5,000 square miles. They're very heavily armed. Something that's unique about them is that they can rarely call backup if they get in trouble because they're in remote locations. And I find, you know, the characters are involved in things other than, you know, handing out tickets to people fishing without a license. They get involved in all kinds of investigations. So that's where Joe Pickett comes from. And this is now the 24th book with Joe Pickett as the protagonist.
You've been writing for years now with over 30 books under your belt. How has your writing evolved over the years, you think?
I think I've been able to hone it down. Certainly with the first few books, it was, I would always be questioning whether enough had happened at certain points in the book, when characters were introduced, things like, you know, craft issues, points of view, and so on. I think over the years and 30 books, I've been able to hone a lot of that stuff down. But the methodology in coming up with the book and writing it hasn't changed that much. I still always start with an issue or a controversy or subject matter like grizzly bears, and do the research on those. And then, in effect, try to find a way where I can pull a reader through a subject in a page turning way. And so that stayed the same.
What would you like readers to take away from this one, 3-inch teeth?
Hopefully they will learn more about the characteristics of grizzly bears, be perhaps more cautious if they're in grizzly bear country. And there, you know, there's ways to minimize any chance of an attack or an encounter. They don't always work, however. But at least I hope readers are aware of that and know that, you know, grizzly bears aren't they aren't myths. They're real things, and there's more and more of them all the time.
What is next for you and your writing?
What's that?
What's next for you and your writing?
Well, I'm deep into the next Joe Pickett novel, as you can imagine, about halfway through it. And in it, a lot of the things that happen in 3-inch teeth are resolved in the next novel. Nate Romanowski plays a very important part. Nate Romanowski's a outlaw falconer with a special forces background, and some things happen to him and his family that he is going to resolve in the next book.
Book out now from CJ Box is 3-inch teeth. CJ, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And this is Speaking of Writers.